would everybody be in love with that Oscar Mayer wiener if we started calling it a sandwich? What are you going to have for your barbecue? You know, hamburgers and sandwiches. Because isn't a hamburger technically a sandwich?
I think it's a form of sandwich.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to define sandwich first and then see if...
Well, and around here, we have to then, you know, define sandwich.
Sandwich?
That's...
What's a melt? Is that a sandwich?
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich that you have melted.
Yeah.
But then what's a panini?
Same.
Yeah.
Also, a grilled cheese, technically, a melt.
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, is that like a rectangles and squares thing? Like, all grilled cheeses are melts, but not all melts are grilled cheeses?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
Actually, you just whipped that right on out. That was not discussed in the pre-show meeting, and I am really impressed.
Your diploma's in the mail.
Yeah, thank you, Loyola University of Chicago. I really appreciate it.
All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are, in fact, squares. That said, all hot dogs are sandwiches, but not all sandwiches are, in fact, hot dogs.
Perfect.
That, according to the experts at Oscar Mayer. Mm-hmm.
I would tend to agree with him.
And why exactly, Mr. Banish, would you agree? By the way, I'm Hannah Stanley. Did I mention that? I don't think I did. I'm Hannah Stanley, hosting WGN Nightside this evening.
And darn glad that you are.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. I'm super happy to be here. I'm always happy to get to see friends and come on down and talk to other friends. The Wienermobile, is that now going to be called a sandwich mobile?
No, a wiener, because it's in the shape of a hot dog without the bread, and therefore...
No, the bread is on the Wienermobile, isn't it?
No, it's just the
orange. It's just the hot dog.
Hot dog.
We have callers weighing in. Okay. Texts we will also be taking, 312-981-7200. Same number. We made it that easy for you guys. We know it's late. Trace, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
And friends in the studio, how are you doing this morning?
I am excellent. You're calling us from Nashville. Is that accurate?
Yes, I am. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, talking to you tonight.
Well, Trace, thank you so much for listening from such a far distance. We appreciate it. I'm interested in the southern below the Mason-Dixon line take on this debate.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that, Hannah, because... my friends and I had a lengthy discussion today about the news when Oscar Mayer said that hot dogs were sandwiches. And the consensus here in America's Music City is hot dogs ain't sandwiches because they have a specific bread delivery system, the same way that hamburgers have a specific bread delivery system, and they're not sandwiches either. They are their own entity. You could not put a Chicago-style hot dog with the sport peppers and the pickles and the mustard and the celery salt and the tomatoes and all that on a piece of bread and call it a Chicago-style hot dog, even if it had the same components. The specific bread delivery system, a hot dog bun, like a hamburger bun, is specific to the delivery of it being a hot dog or a hamburger. Ergo, to use a term I got in logic class, hot dogs ain't sandwiches. Hamburgers aren't sandwiches either. I mean, sandwiches are on loaves of bread or sliced bread by Good Deli.
Or on a roll, if you will. Maybe a Kaiser.
On a roll, absolutely. It's still a bread that is sliced in half. Hot dogs are lengthwise. They are not sandwiches.
Okay. I will contend that hamburger buns are, in fact, sliced horizontally in two pieces. So I can.
Well, that is true, but they are also round most of the time. Sandwiches are on rectangle or square pieces or rectangular pieces of bread. Lengthwise, like an Italian roll or something like that. But that is a sandwich. That is. Hey, a lot of bread that you buy in the store is marked as sandwich bread. You do not buy hot dog buns and it says sandwich buns. They are hot dog buns.
Okay, so your contention is that because it is on, one, a bun, that alone puts it to its own category, and that, two, because a bun is designed for a specific type of food, such as a hamburger
or a hot dog. Yes, ma'am. It is the specific delivery system for a hot dog. You go to any of the great sporting venues there in the city of Chicago, Wrigley Field, Soldier Field, the United Center, Toyota Park, anywhere that you go, you are going to get a hot dog on a hot dog bun. It is as specific as night and day. They are not sandwiches.
Wow. Oscar Mayer differs. Oscar Mayer, who would consider themselves to be the utmost authority on this, says it is, in fact, a sandwich.
May I throw...
Well, they may say that, but, here in the South, our weenies, as we like to call them, go on hot dog buns.
May I ask one question of our caller?
Yes, but then we have to quickly get to news, because our news guy gets mad.
When you go into a restaurant and you look at the menu... In the menu, there is a listing for sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And under that listing of sandwiches, they list several different types of sandwiches, including hamburgers and hot dogs. Then in error in placing those items under the title sandwich?
According to Trace and his Nashville cohorts, yes.
Okay.
However, not all restaurants... do that, because let's say a Bona Beef, they have sandwich hot dog or hamburger hot dogs as a category, and then sandwiches as a category. Right. Trace, I apologize. I would love to talk to you more, and you would be a great host of WGN Nightside at some point in the future. But we have to go to news. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome, and I wish you all a great evening and a great weekend as well.
Thanks so much. Bye bye now.
Good night.
All right. Oscar Mayer. Jeff Morrow, we have a quote from Jeff Morrow, Sandwich King.
Oh yeah, no, he's a sandwich king, and it's really weird because I'm so on the fence about this, but Jeff Morrow, the Sandwich King of Food Network, says the definitive answer is yes, because there is a kingdom of sandwiches, and then you have a class of horizontal cased meats, and under that in the phylum is hot dog.
So he went all genus species on us.
Yeah, he hit me with that science. He blinded me with science.
And not only that, have you ever sliced a hot dog halfway open and fried
it? On, yeah, well, right? No, ew. But but I have used sandwich bread for a hot dog.
And even I've used the hot dog buns for
that. Plus, saves me for running to the store.
Well, of course, if you run out of regular sliced bread, I see you when you run out of sliced bread. Don't, and you have hamburger buns sitting around. Don't you use hamburger buns for a sandwich?
No, that's just wrong. All right, we have to get to break. Hannah Stanley here filling in right on the other side of this. We'll get you to Roger Badish with our news. More on WGN.